Hello, Bill.
Hey, John.
Why is it this time of year you hear coaches and players talking about the run, stop the run and run the ball? Is it the weather or the just getting closer to the playoffs?
Well, I think it has a little bit to do with both things. I really do believe that you've got to be able to run the football, possess the ball on offense, get manageable third downs by running the ball on first and second down, sometimes running on third down. And I think you definitely have to everything you do on defense on first and second down has to start with stopping the run, because if you don't stop the run, you know, you're in trouble. And I think that also in my mind has to do with the overall toughness of your team. You know, I know we have a tough football team. Look, we haven't always executed at a high level. We understand that. But we have a tough team, and I think one of the reasons why is, you know, because we're able to run the football and we're able to stop the run.
Do linemen generally like to fire off on run blocking rather than having to drop back and take on pass rushers?
I think you'd probably be, you know, a good question for them, but I think, I think early in the game especially, it's probably something that they enjoy doing rather than going backwards right away. They'd like to be going forwards, you know, run blocking. So, but I think that's probably, you know, something you probably had asked Dwayne and those guys.
Bill, how good is it to have Alfred Blue back, considering the kind of back he is, the kind of power he can generate, and just is that a big deal for you guys?
Yeah, no, it's good. Hopefully he can be back. He practiced today, so looked pretty good out there. So hopefully, for the reasons that you just said, you know, good size, good special teams player. He's been productive for us in the past, obviously, so it would be good if we had him back.
With the pistol that they run and just what you see from that little triple option look that Premier broke out, just tough is it to get ready for that kind of assignment football for all your guys?
Very difficult to defend. Like I said all week, you know, Mike's very creative offensive coach. They line up in that, like you said, the pistol. They line up in a three-back look, like an inverted wishbone with the quarterback in the gun. It's hard to decipher which direction they're going, things like that, how to call the strength of their offense relative to your defense, you know, how to get the people lined up. So, you know, we've practiced hard yesterday and today, and, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge, but we know that it's also a challenge that, you know, we're looking forward to.
You know, it's going to be cold. They say 70% chance of snow, but it could rain. So do you have to adjust the play calls and the game plan based on what the conditions are?
I think you have to be really aware of what the conditions are as early as you can on Sunday. You know, obviously it's hard to simulate those conditions here, although I heard it's going to rain tomorrow. The difference is it'll be rainy and 60 degrees here, whereas there it'll be, you know, below 30. So, but, you know, if it does rain here, we may go out there and get some work, you know, in that type of weather, at least rainy weather. But I think when you get to the stadium in preparation on Saturday night, those types of things, you better be aware of what your plan is. I mean, I've been in so many different types of situations. I remember one year we were playing in Buffalo and I was in New England. It was like 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds. I don't know if you remember that game. And I think we ran 60 offensive plays in the game, and I would say 50 of them were runs. You know, things like that, you have to adjust to what the weather is, no doubt about it.
With Clay Matthews, how much of a, you know, kind of game wrecking type presence can that guy be, and first looking to try to account for someone of his caliber?
Yeah, Clay. They line Clay up in a lot of different places. You know, obviously edge rusher. He played inside linebacker a lot against Philly. They've got some, you know, obviously some very, very stout linebackers and defensive line. Perry, excellent player. Mike Daniels. Guyan, I mean, they've got some good players. Julius Peppers, obviously. Julius Peppers been doing it for a long time. So it's a big challenge, you know, our front against their front, and it's going to be one of the keys to the game.
Bill, why do you think over that y'all have gone from being real bad to real good against the run?
I think, you know, look, I don't think we changed a whole lot. I think some of the teams we went against had some very difficult schemes and early on, and you know, maybe there were some missed tackles, some misfits, and things like that. We've practiced better, we've coached it better. These guys are playing better, and it's week to week, though. You know, you have to keep it up week to week. You can't rest on your laurels, so to speak. You've got to make sure that you're able to go in there against Green Bay and understand that their scheme's a whole lot different than the past three teams that we've played. So, you know, we've got to be ready for that.
What's the challenge of going against, like, the scheme Mike McCarthy has?
Sarah, there's a lot. I mean, I don't even know where to start on that one. I mean, it's different personnel groupings, obviously great players at a lot of different spots, especially at the receiver position, very athletic tight ends, and obviously a great quarterback. So it's, different personnel on every play, formations, motions, all the adjustments that go with it. You have to deal with all the different cadences that Aaron has. They're just a lot. You have to deal with their offensive line, which is, I think, very good. So there's a lot of different things that make it a successful offense.